Good morning. It is 8:10 here on the Mighty 690, and it is time for our Ask the Expert segment, and we're excited to welcome on in guests from Community National Bank and Trust. We are joined by Bruce Thornton and Michael Hall here in studio. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So if the listeners here to KGGF will probably recognize the Michael Hall name, and you're not joining us with the capacity in Cherryvale. You're joining us here in your new private sector job. Welcome.
I am. And Mr. Copeland, it's good to see you, and I'm excited for the new opportunities ahead and a lot of the information that we're going to be providing today and some of the coaching.
Yeah. So tell us about what is your new title at CNB?
I am a senior vice president at the Coffeyville location, and I will, you know, be in the capacity for about 3 months. I really didn't wait. I kind of jumped right back into it. So, you know, as you guys know, I left city management, and I still wanted to stay in the community. I still wanted to be part of this area, and I've had a few doors open, and one of them was just a better fit, and so I chose this route.
Well, it's good to still have you around here.
Yeah, thank you.
And we also are joined by Bruce Thornton, who is the president of the Neodesha location. Bruce, can you just great to have you on here, and can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Very good. Thanks, James. Yeah, it's great to be here. You know, today I'm going to get a chance here to talk about a few things that are going to be exciting to me about knowing your numbers, but to tell you a little bit about who I am and kind of where I come from. My career has for sure been in ag lending my whole life. Started out as a graduate from Emporia State University with a major in finance and a minor in accounting. 36 years with a regional lender straight out of college. Then stepped away just for a little bit and right back in line with Community National Bank, and have been there ever since. So been doing this type of work for a lot of years, and I just really enjoy it. Everybody says, gosh, that's been a long time. It has been a long time, but it seems like a short amount of time when you're enjoying what you like to do.
Well, that's great. So are you from Southeast Kansas originally?
I am from Southeast Kansas, raised a little town of Thayer. Been there born and raised, and been there ever since. Still live with a Thayer location.
Hey, fantastic. Well, it is really great to be able to meet you here. And just curious, what anything you'd like to kind of bring up today for our first topic here as we kick off this series?
Yeah, very good. You know, some of the things that when we start talking about farmers and ranchers, you know, we have what we call maybe our average or our good operators, but they're just doing a good job. But then you have them operators that are just seem to step out, and they're maybe a little bit above. They're maybe the operators that exceed a little quicker and do a little better and things. And I want to talk to you about maybe some of the attributes that those farmers have, so that we can move maybe more farmers into the more successful operations. And it's called knowing your numbers. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about just a couple things. We won't be able to go over everything, but we're going to have a couple topics that we're going to go over to actually bring that to life for some of these farmers.
Well, and it sounds like, you know, this is something that you're passionate about, because I know that you were raised on a farm. So this is something you've kind of grown up with, right?
That is, might just bring you up to date. Yes, started out on a dairy when I was very young, and we moved that into an operation, to a commercial operation, commercial cow-calf operation, and that cow operation is still in existence today. Then at that time, as a young guy, I also was working with Grandma and Grandpa on an operation. We called it truck farming, and it was really raising tomatoes, cucumbers, carrots, just you named it, we had it, fruits and vegetables. We actually delivered them to Dillon's grocery store in Wichita. And so it was generally two trips a week. So there was a lot of, if people's used to hoeing and all those back things, your back gets pretty sore at times. But anyhow, enjoyed doing that at a younger age. Then spent a lot of time in my college and high school years sitting on a tractor or sitting on a combine when I wasn't in school.
Well, it's neat that you got to experience that, because that is just not very common anymore for anything like that. I mean, dairies are kind of going by the wayside here, the small family dairies, and sure, unfortunately. And then that diversified ag operation, too, is just, I think, really interesting.
So by far, what I wanted to do was to take that experience that I had, mix that with my education, and, you know, what is something that I could do that after I got out of college that would kind of mix that together? And that's where this ag loan officer come into play, and I kind of been sitting in that position, moved up into the management for a little while too, but just that has allowed me to blend those two things together and enjoy the last 40, 45 years.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's great. So, in our topic here today, you know, where should folks start when it comes to, you know, looking and knowing at your numbers?
Yeah, James, I've worked in many types of operations, large and small, and there's some things that take place that separates some people. And that's what I want to talk to you about today is knowing your numbers. And when I talk about that, the first thing I want to talk to you about is cash flow. There's two things we're going to talk about, cash flow and balance sheets. And the cash flow is the first one. And I kind of, before we get into that, I want to explain what a cash flow actually is. You know, cash flow, I talk about cash flow, I want to talk about a projected cash flow, and it's really putting that roadmap together for the farmer and the rancher that's trying to decide what's going to take place this next year. So breaking that down on that cash flow, we're going to talk about the income side of that first. So first we're going to have maybe a crop plan in place. That crop plan is going to identify, you know, what crops you're going to plant. It's going to identify maybe the yields that you're going to expect, and then we're going to put a price to that. So when we identify all those things, we're going to come up with that total income. So that's where your income side of that comes. By far, there's another side of that, which is actually the expense side of that. And so we're going to sit down and talk to a farmer rancher about, okay, what is your seed cost per acre? We're going to break these down into what's your fertilizer cost? What is the fuel cost per acre? We're going to get this down to where we know what the total income is and the total expenses. So many people shoot from the hip on that, and they're not real sure where they're at. And so that's the concern that they have. They're not really sure whether they're making money until they get to the end and find out, did I make any money? I want to have the roadmap in place so that they have a good feeling of where they're going before they get started. So once we have our income and expenses, of course, the difference is our margin. And that's what we're looking at. Is our margin large enough to take care of our debt service and also our living expenses and our taxes? So when we can identify that, they know whether it's time to make a move or not. Take that in just a little deeper. Why? Why do we do this? And that's because when guys come in and talk to me and try to decide whether they want to upgrade a combine, whether they want to make a new purchase on land or something of that nature, they're going to sit down with me and we're going to look at that cash flow and we're going to plug that in there and we can make that decision right there. And they have a comfort level. I have so many guys that come to me and say, Bruce, I can't sleep at night. I don't know where I'm at. I said, you know, I just ask them, I said, do you know where your numbers are at? And they said, that's our problem. We don't know where our numbers are at. So that's where I can come in and bring that, show them how to do that if they don't know how to do that. And we can identify that. One is they're going to sleep better at night. They're going to make good decisions. And you wonder how come them guys that are more advanced make decisions and move on is because they're looking at their numbers and they know whether it's the right move or not. So that's where that cash flow is a big benefit to them in moving forward.
Yeah, no, it definitely seems like, you know, knowledge is power in this sort of case because you just really don't know where you're at unless you have those numbers.
All right, excellent. And probably we won't get into this part of it, but the next step of that is I take into a break-even analysis with somebody's income statement, and we can actually identify what crop price needs to be for them to break even. We won't get into that today, but sure. I'm just telling you there's another level. Everybody's saying, well, if I sell grain at this price, where is it make sense to do that? If we got the analysis already completed, they can go to the town and make a decision on whether they should go ahead and get that grain sold, stop interest on any type of operating debt, and those sort of things. So once again, you said it, knowledge is power, and that's what we're using. So the next step of this, if you don't mind, I'd like to kind of move on into the balance sheet side
yeah.
of this.
Yeah, what should we know on that?
We've talked about the income side of it, but the other side of it is I want to talk to you a little bit about capital. So where are you at in your operation? What do you own and what do you owe? So the balance sheet is telling you what your net worth is. And I like to break this down into really three different categories. You have current assets, intermediate assets, and long-term assets. you know, and I know I'm probably going pretty shallow on this, but I want to make sure we understand exactly what we're talking about. When I talk about current assets, that's your cash, that's your CDs, that's your grain on hand. It's anything that's what we call liquid in that year. Anything you're going to spend in that year or use in that year or have the ability to use that year. That's more of the liquidity of the operation that's in your current assets. The intermediate assets is more of, this is your vehicles, this is your breeding livestock, this is your equipment. These are things that have a life expectancy of probably 2 to 10 years in life expectancy. That's going to be in your intermediate assets. And then the long-term assets, it kind of just nails it. It's your long-term, it's your home, it's your land, it's your retirement accounts. Those are the things that's going to show up in your long-term. So once we've identified our assets, these are things that you own. It don't matter whether you owe any money on them or not. It's everything that you own. Okay, that's the asset side. The other side of it is the liability side. We're going to break them down the same three ways: current, intermediate, long-term liabilities. Now, the current is going to be things that you got to take care of that year. Intermediate's things that's generally it's your term debt that's going to be less than 10 years, and the long-term is generally your long-term. That's your house, your home, and those type of things, a long-term debt. So when we get that all together, you take your total assets versus your total liabilities. That's your net worth, and that's what you're worth. So what do we do with this? Okay, it's great that we have knowledge. We now have things in place, but what in the why? Why do we do this? I like to break things now into liquidity. So we want to look at the operation and understand, where's your liquidity in the operation? That's taking your current assets minus your liabilities. And this is what we call your working capital. This is the ability to move when you need to move. If somebody is real low in working capital, when they have to make a purchase or move forward, it tells me whether they have money to do that or not. And so by looking at that, we can look at an operation. If a gentleman wants to make a purchase, I will pull up, look at his liquidity and say, yeah, this looks a little tight. Or, hey, this is a no-brainer. Let's move forward. You can go ahead and make that purchase. So it kind of allows us to kind of move forward on that. The other thing I like to look at is I talk about who owns the operation. Do you own the operation, or does the lenders own the operation? So then I'm going to look at your net worth and talk about the debt-to-asset ratio. You want to own more of the assets than your lender. Now, understand there's terms in your operation. When you're young, it's tough to do that. But as your operation continually moves, that's one of the goals you want to get to, where you own more of the assets than your lender. It allows you to make the decisions, not your lender.
Well, that's really, really good information here. We're speaking with Bruce Thornton from Community National Bank and Trust. We also have Michael Hall here in studio. And, you know, when it comes to, I think, people thinking about, you know, what they own, I think it's helpful to break this down, because I think a lot of times we're just like, oh, it's just a big pile of stuff. And once we start separating this out here, I think this is, it really helps to put some structure in. It's like when we're doing, you know, like a SWOT analysis or whatever. Once you kind of break it out and get it on paper, things start to actually click.
I agree totally. Many times when I talk to people, you ask them whether they have these things, and they talk about them in random. Yeah, I have some of it done, or you know, I was supposed to do that. I like to do this annually. I like to do this at the beginning of the year so somebody can put a roadmap in place. I like to talk to people about what purchases might be coming at them. Let's do a little scenarios. Let's put it into the cash flow. Does it work? Does it make sense? I have people that won't move until they come in and talk to me and decide whether, hey, let's go ahead and we're looking at trading combines. I want to go ahead and put the new combine payment in there and see whether this works in my operation. Or if I want to add maybe a tract of land, then we need to do that. Put it into the cash flow and let's make sure it works before. It's back to understanding the roadmap, understanding your numbers before we make decisions. It allows us to make good decisions.
James, this is every location has a Bruce. So you could see the motivation and the passion that comes out of this. And I've witnessed it firsthand, but there's two sides to that. So it's not only educating, coaching, giving them the realities of where they're at. But the other piece is not a lot of people go to work passionate, and Bruce is one of those people. He's taken every chance he gets to educate from the young farmer to pulling knowledge from a seasoned farmer. So the realities are is wherever you go, you're going to get this type of support from Community National, and that's huge.
Well, I think that's so great because I think especially in business, sometimes we think that, oh, well, I've just got to figure it out myself and Google stuff, and hopefully I'll find something on YouTube and maybe I'll get something from that. But the fact is, you know, in all our communities, what you guys said, you have 40, how many locations?
Roughly 45 locations.
45 locations. Yep. And so the fact is that, you know, pretty much wherever you may be listening to this, there's someone who can be a partner and give you some advice and help you out with this. So again, like, you don't have to figure all of this out yourself is what I'm hearing.
So correct. You know, I bring it to, and it is a passionate deal for me to work with people and let them understand. The fun part of, that I've got to do is look at, I've got to work with grandpa, I've got to work with dad, and I'm now working with grandsons and that sort of thing. So it's been fun over my career to see this happen. You know, I've seen operations start from nothing and now are worth multi-million dollars. And it's been fun to watch those operations grow over time. But the ones that expanded and did the things correctly and were able to move quicker were the ones that knew the numbers and made the right decisions. Because in this environment, if we make the wrong decision, a lot of times it takes you back 3 to 5 years to correct that wrong decision. And so our issues that I want to do is to try to keep people moving forward. And you can only do that. Sure, we have to deal with weather. We have to deal with government curriculums and different things. We can do that, but we can still make the right decisions based on the numbers that we're looking at.
Well, and you know, even in a smaller ag operation, there's still going to be a lot of money moving around. I mean, this agriculture is, there's a lot of zeros in
a lot of dollars. That is correct, and I agree with that. You know, Probably the thing that I've just ran into in the last, you know, gosh, it's been the last couple of years. The operations have got to the size. People used to shoot from the hip, and they could make this decision just because this is what grandpa did or this is what my uncle did, and they could make the right decisions based on that. Today, with the amount of money that we're using right now, we need to know our numbers. We need to make sure that we're pursuing that. There's some organizations that want you to bring those numbers to them and they just will approve it based on the numbers that you bring. That's okay, but not everybody knows how to put these down and to understand them. And that's where working with a loan officer that's got expertise, some knowledge of this, lets them become more knowledgeable about their operation and make the correct decision. So I get back into relationship building. Yes, It's a requirement, but the deal is with me, it's a privilege to do this because I get a chance to sit down with people, have some of the same likes of rural America, working the farm and that sort of thing. I get to sit down with them and make decisions with them and help them work through their issues, their problems. Some of these people, you know, I get a chance to know their kids and know they're going to college, and we're having to set up funds to make sure they're set up correctly and that sort of thing. So it's building that relationship deep. And if you don't have a loan officer that's trying to do that and work with you, you're missing something, because those guys, those loan officers, want to see you succeed. They really like to hear it when you say, hey, we're getting to pay this loan off. That's when you're working with the right loan officer. They're not trying to make sure they're borrowing a lot of money. We're trying to make sure that your operations is succeeding, because if you're moving forward, you're going to come back and need more things. The other thing that we have to offer, you know, we have a trust department that's really good. And you know, so once we get to a certain point, I want to get you hooked up with somebody that's going to talk to you about transitions and some of the, so there's more things as we get to talking in the future, there's going to be a lot more things that we bring to the table in these segments.
Well, I'm very much excited to hear more here in the future about all the different things that you offer at Community National Bank and Trust. But if our conversation today has spurred any interest, folks on, you know, cash flows and balance sheets, and if folks did want to come in and talk with someone and learn a little bit more about what you guys offer, what's the best way to do that?
Best way is to stop in to any one of the Community National Banks. Ask for the ag loan officer, see if they can talk to them. If they're not available, you can always call me. A good way to call me is just give me a call on the phone. My number is 620-325-2900. Give me a call. I don't care which location you're in. I'm going to sit down and talk to you and visit with you about what you want to do. We would try to get you hooked up with somebody in your location so there's not long drives and those sort of things. Community National is wanting to make sure that we're doing the right things for our customers. And I see that all the way through the management and the people that I get a chance to work with are focused on the people they're working with.
Well, that is fantastic. And, you know, we're just really glad to have you in all our communities. Michael, any thoughts as we wrap up?
I want to highlight the fact that Bruce hit the nail on the head when it comes to our officers are your neighbors. They're the ones that either grew up here or chose to be a community here in Southeast Kansas. And our region, you know, is quite large all throughout Kansas and Oklahoma and Missouri. So don't be shy about reaching out, because we want to give you the truth of the matter and we want to see our community succeed. And the way that we do that is making sure that we provide the best resources, the best knowledge, the best coaching that we can provide. And that's truly where it's at.
That's fantastic. Well, Michael and Bruce, we really do appreciate you coming on by here today. And we're looking forward to learning more about everything that you are offering at Community National here in coming episodes. So we really do appreciate you coming by today.
Thanks, James.
Very good. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. That is Michael Hall and Bruce Thornton here from Community National Bank and Trust. And, of course, we're going to have them on again next month here at this time for more great information on our Ask the Expert segment. Coming up next, we'll have Open Line here in just a few on the Mighty 690.